The last verse of the Old Testament lesson that was read to you just a moment ago once again. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the quarreling of the people of Israel and because they tested the Lord by saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Let me preface this morning, first of all, by saying I had absolutely no intention whatsoever in this address this morning, to talk about or address the current hysteria that seems to be gripping our society and our country, and indeed even the world. But as I read the words of this Old Testament lesson, I had a question that came into my mind when it came to this seventh verse. Moses called the place where the people of Israel rebelled against him and against the Lord's provision, he called it Massah and Meribah. Now those are two Hebrew words, of course. One refers to quarreling, it means to quarrel, and the other means to test. Typical of the Old Testament Hebrews to put a practical name on a certain place because of something that took place there in that certain place. The question that came into my mind was, if Moses were around today with the current atmosphere in which we are living, I wonder if he would have a name for us. I wonder if he would call this place something. I was in the store the other night simply to buy something for dinner. Some chicken, actually, for dinner. There was no chicken to be found on the shelves. We weren't looking for the normal stuff that people seem to be in a panic looking for in this day and age. We were simply looking for a dinner staple, really. It wasn't there. Why? I can't help but get the feeling that people are forgetting one basic, simple truth. And that is that even in this current virus outbreak, our Lord is at work. There will be no questioning from God's people, even in this situation. Is the Lord among us or not? Because the absolute answer to that is, of course He is. If we dare for a moment think that such a virus spread is beyond our Lord's notice, is beyond our Lord's knowledge, is beyond our Lord's control, then needs be, we need to get back into a look at the Scriptures to see what they say. And in the Scriptures we hear loud and clear, I'll grant you sometimes it's in symbolic language in the book of Revelation, but all the same we hear loud and clear that all things on this earth, and that includes a coronavirus, serve Him and His purposes. We travel to the book of Revelation, into the very throne room of God, and what do we see there? We see the four living creatures, symbolic of everything that happens on this earth. The four corners of the earth, the four living creatures, we are told by John, are before the throne of God, and they are constantly singing, "Holy, holy, holy is He." Why? Because everything on this earth serves Him and His purpose. What that purpose is, I don't know, but we get kind of a good idea if we read through the prophets of the Old Testament. We just finished a study of the prophets on Wednesday morning Bible class. If we read there the prophets, what we see those prophets doing is seeing the hand of God where no one else sees it. They see God at work where no one else sees Him working. That's what sets the prophets apart. And they tell people about it, and they have the nerve to tell people about it. And what the prophets do when they see the hand of God at work, let's take the prophet Joel for instance. A common, ordinary locust plague strikes that struck every year in Israel. A common locust plague that the people were used to. But on this occasion, the Lord raised up Joel, and Joel stood there and said, "This is the hand of the Lord. This is the day of the Lord. Repent." And that's what all such things, how they function in nature, in relationships, in everything that happens upon the earth. The Lord is constantly crying out, "Repent. Come back to me. Return to me." Don't walk about with questions, is the Lord really among us or not? Does the Lord really have control of this or not? Jesus Himself did it. You'll recall when He's talking about the tower that fell on those people in Siloam, or the Gentiles whose blood Pilate mingled with their sacrifices in a massacre. And Jesus says, "Do you suppose those people were worse sinners than anybody else because that happened to them? No, but I say to you, unless you repent, you will likewise perish." There is a need in our day and age for a prophetic eye. An eye which sees the hand of God at work in this world. An eye that sees God actively involved in everything that is happening in this world. An eye that sees everything that is happening in this world serving Him and His purposes. And that same eye will have an ear that hears the Lord saying, "Repent. Return to me. And taste once again of that which counts. My grace, my forgiveness, and my love." You want to know what that coronavirus is doing out there right now at this moment? It's serving Him. God is using it to bring people once again to taste of His love, His forgiveness, His grace. That's what He wants. Unfortunately, there are many people running around in our world today saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" So much so that Moses in his day had to place a name of quarreling and testing on the place. If Moses were here today, I wonder what he would call this place right here. Would he call it panic? Would he call it fear? Or would he call it faithful? For here the people of God saw His hand, knew He was at work, and through this, once again, we're reminded of His wonderful love and forgiveness. In this faith, we rest through every storm of life. Amen.